this is another principle, another life lesson that people need to learn how to swallow, regardless of whether they want to hear it or not. Facts are facts. This is why we started with the highest power, and higher power representing truth and discovering of facts and whatnot, which means that if you can't be honest with yourself about the facts that are going on, then you can't go and achieve the goals that you set out to claim that you want to do, which again is part of the initiate's journey. You need to be able to be honest with yourself and be honest with the world around you. It's a filtering mechanism. If you aren't able to do so, well, then congratulations, you aren't going to be able to get to where you say that you want to go, whatever that is, and wherever that is. Hello, and welcome back to the Forbidden Knowledge Podcast. My name is Nathaniel Kuitmacher, and I will be your host. Today will be episode 4, and we will be moving on to the next topic within this overarching understanding of the initiate's journey, and it'll be about honesty and how to stop lying to yourself and to others and the importance of not doing so. But before I begin, I would like to remind people to go back and listen to the other episodes in order, so that way you're not missing anything of any importance. I would also especially encourage people to go and listen to episode 0, which is about the structure of the podcast, how it will function, and why it will function the way that it will be doing so, and give key insights into the importance of why I have chosen to break it up into the manner that I have. Now, without any further ado, I will begin episode 4 of season 1. In ancient time periods, in the mystery school traditions, there were important aspects that we've gone over before, one of which has to do with the belief in a higher power, which we've already covered. Another one has to do with being honest. And that's what we're covering today. I mean, we know the importance of such things. We even have silly stories to tell children and whatnot in order to bring these principles into being and for the understanding of them and whatnot, which has to, you know, do with stories like the three little pigs and the boy who cried wolf. Now, you might be thinking, what do the boy that cried wolf seems pretty obvious, and what does the story of three little pigs have to do with honesty? Well, it has to do with creating something that is honest in the world, that's strong enough to withstand things in the world and whatnot, and not deluding yourself into thinking that the structures that you have in place are what need to be there for what's going on. You have a straw house that can be blown away instantaneously. You have one that's, you know, just basically put together with some sticks and some mud and whatnot. Again, it doesn't not very strong foundation for what's going on. But if you have one that's made out of bricks and mortar, well, congratulations, you have a much stronger building that can withstand something that comes along that can prevent it from, and it can prevent itself from falling down. And that it has a tested structure that's honest to the principles that need to be done with it. It's a metaphor for building one's life, at least part of it is, for that. With the boy that cried wolf, obviously it has to do with the person who was being dishonest too many times for what it was, and then when they actually needed help, when the wolf finally did come, well, we all know what happened. And that's the point, is that these stories, we teach them to our children, and to the youth of generations and whatnot of the past. And each one's had various different stories that have to do with these things through different cultures, but they all talk about the same thing. And yet we live in such a corrupt world. Why? Where does this dissonance come in between what we're teaching our children and teaching the youth and what we are doing with our lives and the structures of society that we have? Why is it that the world's becoming more and more chaotic, seemingly more and more dishonest, you know, with all this fake news and fake media and all these other things that are going on into it and the propaganda machine being turned on higher and higher? And why is it that we don't even know what to believe in anymore and where to stand with things with it? Because we don't have first principles at hand. We don't know how to be honest. We've lost this ability, at least to a certain extent. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in the position that we are in now. Corrupt politicians can only exist in a population that allows for that type of dishonesty. If 99% of the population told the politicians to fuck off in terms of their stuff with it, in terms of the BS that they try to pull on people, well, then that's exactly what would happen. We would make it so that way the structures of our society would become better because that's just the way that it is. If most people are that way, however, since reality is that most people think that, you know, some form of dishonesty, no matter how small, is okay to get away with, well, congratulations, the amount of dishonesty that you put out into the world that you believe is okay to get away with is exactly what the amount of dishonesty that we will get within our society when you add it all up together. And we have the structures that are in place with it that don't give a damn about people and is more about maintaining power than it is about actually making a better society for things, simply because we have decided that honesty doesn't really matter and we can get away with it and cut corners and do all these other things for what's going on. Most people lie in everyday conversation to other people multiple times per day. That's to other people. How much are we lying to ourselves? Right? I think the stat was that I was just reading recently is that the average person lies 7 times a day in an average conversation. 7 times in a day. In one conversation with somebody. That's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. And we wonder why society is the way that it is. There's a principle that has been put forth as above, so below, as within, so without. Well, that's what's happening. It's because we as a species and society as a whole are dishonest in our everyday dealings, thinking that all that little white lie here doesn't matter, or me not telling this person this particular thing is that way because I don't want to hurt their feelings or whatever. No. See, these are the conditions that we claim that we need in order to create the society that we want, and yet we go against these things, even though we know that they are the case with it, which is part of the next thing that we have to talk about called cognitive dissonance, which I'm not going to get too much into because that's not what today's podcast is about. But that's why we have the problems that we do. Now, as I mentioned in a previous podcast, I have to where I have a service that I provide for coaching my clients and helping them reach their goals and what's important to them. And one of the things that's come about for one of my clients, who I will not name because I do not know whether he wants to be mentioned or not, so I'm going to keep everything vague, but I'm using it to get a point across, is that he had this goal, this idea that he's had in his head since he was 12 years old, and now he's in his mid-30s. But he's never really truly gone after this goal or done anything with it, even though it's been sitting around in his head for the last 22, 23, 24 years, whatever the case is, right? Why? Well, when he and I talked about it and we got into looking into it further and why the case was for this type of thing with it, it was because his father had told him not to go after that goal when he was 12 years old. That it was a foolish idea and agenda and all these other things that were going on with it. This was not a good call by the father, because clearly the father was mistaken about the importance of it to his son. my client. And that made it so that way he hasn't really truly gone after his goals with it. And his life has not been the way that he wants it to be over these last, you know, decade plus as an adult. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because the amount to which we are dishonest with ourselves about what we want from life is the amount to which that we can have our life trajectory taken in a different direction. So if I'm only 98% honest with myself about what I want from life, my interactions with people and other stuff, that means I'm 2% dishonest in my dealings, which means I can have my life completely changed by 2% in terms of things for the direction that I want to go in my life, which is huge. People might think, oh, 2% is not a huge deal. Well, when it comes to your happiness, when it comes to the structures of society, when it comes to making things function well and whatnot, 2% is an absolutely huge difference. If we had 2% difference on other things in the world and whatnot, you would start seeing things collapse, kind of like they're doing now as we move further and further away from honest dealings with each other and making it so that way the level of propaganda and the level of lies and deceit that we have and whatnot keep going up and up and up. Because we have decided this is the game that we want to play as a species as a whole. It's a very dangerous game. And it's not good for us. It's not good for this planet. And it's not good for anything whatsoever. But that doesn't really matter. That's the where we're at. And so we have to accept the facts of where we're at. Part of being honest with ourselves and with the people around us. And instead of telling comforting lies or deluding people into thinking that things aren't the way that they are and whatnot, causes all these problems. Similarly, the amount in which you lie is the amount in which you expose yourself to trouble. So if you are dishonest with yourself and or others, the amount to which you are doing things in dishonest ways is the amount to which you expose yourself to the potential to having dishonest dealings happening to you and to creating a world where things are more and more dishonest simply because of the fact that you have decided to play that particular game and whatnot. This is another principle, another life lesson that people need to learn how to swallow regardless of whether they want to hear it or not. Facts are facts. This is why we started with the highest power, and higher power representing truth and discovering of facts and whatnot, which means that if you can't be honest with yourself about the facts that are going on, then you can't go and achieve the goals that you set out to claim that you want to do, which again is part of the initiate's journey. You need to be able to be honest with yourself and be honest with the world around you. It's a filtering mechanism. If you aren't able to do so, well, then congratulations, you aren't going to be able to get to where you say that you want to go, whatever that is, and wherever that is. Now back to my client. He and I are working together in order to help him achieve that goal, because he was finally able to be honest with himself and to be honest about what was going on with his life, because he had gone so far astray from it that he needed something more out of life. He didn't have meaning and purpose in his life, and he didn't have anything that he felt would be bringing it back to it, which sometimes you have to bring himself back to that feeling. Sometimes you have to pull from your past in order to make the connections that are there that are necessary. And so you need to be able to be honest with yourself about the dealings that you've had with things. Part of that, of course, is something that we'll have to go into later in terms of how to do this with the how to think portion of all of this, as well as the cognitive dissonance portion of all of this. But what I'm trying to get at here is that honesty is a superpower in a way. If you deal honestly with other people, and everybody deals honestly with each other, then congratulations, you're going to have a very sound, very powerful, very good dealing and working relationship for anybody and everybody that's going on there. That is a part of this particular contract that's being done with it. And of course, we need to make it so that way that it happens as much as possible, because the more that honesty takes over, more that the results are the results that they actually are, and moving from fact to fact to fact and being able to determine those facts, then it makes it so that way things run much smoother for everybody with it. This is about removing self-inflicted suffering. See, life's a struggle enough anyway on this planet. Things are harder than most of us would like them to be. And as hard as we have it now, compared to any other time period in recorded history, we have the easiest lives that there are possible if we live in an industrialized nation. And even if we live in a developing nation, we still live better than the vast majority of the human race has ever lived, period. And we should be very careful about destroying the institutions and ideas that were there that allowed such progress to come into being. But we also have a bunch of problems with the environment, with pollution, with corruption, as I've talked about before, all these other things that we shouldn't automatically neglect either, and that we need to figure out how to remove these things. But this has to do with us being honest about what's working and what's not working, and we need to do this collectively as a species. Now, back to the individual level and the individual understanding of things. The number one relationship that you're going to have with anybody in your life is with yourself, which is why you need to stop lying, especially to yourself. Because the more that you lie about your own life and about what you want from it and the problems that there are and all this other stuff with it, then the more muddled it becomes and the harder it is for you to determine what actions you need to take in order to obtain the life that you want to have for yourself. This is just the way that the world works. Well, doesn't matter whether we like it or not. This is just factually true. Unfortunately, most of us lie to ourselves about ourselves a lot. And it makes it so that way we are trying to get something from nothing. So if I'm lying about my abilities and what I am actually capable of and make it better than what I'm able to do, I am trying to say that I am actually as good as whatever I'm claiming that I'm as good as, even though I'm not. And I'm trying to get something from nothing out of this, which, of course, is one of the many principles of being dishonest and why people do it. But the problem is that when you do that, you allow yourself to be able to be exposed as a fraud, as well as making it so that you open yourself up to all the potential consequences of being caught for doing so. And it makes it so that way you don't actually go and get to the level that you need to do so in most of these cases. The people lie to themselves about stuff because of the fact that it makes it so that way in your mind you're already at a certain level, even though you're not really at that level, because you tell it to enough people and you tell it to yourself enough, you believe the lie. That's just how it works. Even if it's subconsciously that's the case for it, you're making it so that way you're not actually gaining the skill sets that you claim that you already have for things. On the flip side of things, if you're lying in order to make it so that way some sort of painful thing that happened in the past, whether it be, say, an assault, a loss of a loved one, whatever the case is, that there's issues that are going on there for it, you're also making it so that way on that particular front that it makes it much more difficult for you to actually overcome these hurdles, and making it so that way you can actually make real progress, because again, you've trying to get something from nothing by pretending that you're over something when you're really not, and you haven't actually gone and done the real healing that needs to be done there. And so this is what is problematic when it comes to being dishonest. Now, some people claim, oh, it doesn't matter. I'm just talking to this person that's there with it, and I'm just trying to be polite. And I don't want to hurt this person's feelings because they don't know me or whatever the deal is, or someone that's close to you doesn't want to hurt their feelings. Well, in that particular instance, what I would tell you is that you're making it so that way you are making it harder for you to have good human relations. And you're also making it so that way you don't know how to navigate things properly, to make it so that way you can be honest with the person without causing all this undue stress to them and whatnot. And that you would need to get better at doing such things. Better, that is, at knowing how to communicate properly and being diplomatic with the way that you do it and being honest with it, rather than making it so that way it causes problems for you and everybody else. And that these so-called white lies, as some people call them and whatnot, they're not actually beneficial in any way, shape, or form. Again, the amount to which one's trajectory is off by the amount of dishonesty that you have for yourself or for other people makes it so that way that particular relationship is far off course. So if they think that you actually like whatever it is that you claim that you like about them, when it's not true and you actually find it annoying, well, then congratulations, you've made it so that way you are both playing this duplicitous game that's going on there, and you're making it so that way the relationship is based upon falsehood, at least in this particular part, and it makes it so that way that particular part of the relationship could cause more and more problems for both parties involved. Whatever that is, it could be an employee-employee relationship, an employer relationship. It could be, a mother and a son, or mother and her daughter. It could be friendship. It could be other familial relationships. It doesn't really matter what the relationship is. When the moment that somebody removes themselves from trying to be honest and seeking out truth and whatnot, this causes a multitude of problems for both parties that are involved. The reason for this is because it makes it so that way you can't have a three-dimensional relationship. You, yourself, and the third point of trying to be honest and being truthful with one another and trying to figure out what the truth is of any particular aspect is of the relationship that you're having. And it makes it so that way you will inevitably end up destroying it if exposed long enough for what's going on. Now, these are just some of the basic principles that are involved with being honest and some of the consequences of doing so or not doing so. People don't like to hear this type of stuff, but it's true. And that's what I'm here to talk about. And be honest and not try to sugarcoat it for people, because there's too many things that are going wrong in too many people's lives, and there's too much self-inflicted suffering in the world. Excuse me. And that's what the point of this particular series that I'm doing in this season is about. It's about how to learn to remove as much suffering from our lives as possible, specifically the self-inflicted kind. Why would we want to add to it? See, people think that by lying to themselves about something or lying to other people about it, that they can get something from nothing, as we spoke about before. But what really happens is that the consequences of doing so continuously build up and build up and build up until they implode. It's just the way that it works. There is no real way around this. If you're not honest with yourself, if you're not honest with the people around you, if you're not honest in the dealings that come and go with your life, and you decide to use various different forms of deception for yourself and various different forms of deception for other people, then not only are you depriving yourself of your gift to this world, you're also depriving other people from their gift to this world. As this has been explained by making it so that way my client that I have and his father telling him something that he shouldn't have gone after when he was 12 years old. In that particular instance, a more tactful way of dealing with it and making it so that way the kid understands that maybe this isn't really an actual important goal that you're 12 years old, or maybe it will be, we don't know, because you're 12 years old and things could change, is just to point out that, whatever the kid liked when he was 5 or 6 years old, he doesn't necessarily like now. And that might not, even though you might like whatever it is that you like now and are interested in now, that 10 years in the future, you may not. That doesn't mean that you can't enjoy it for whatever it is that you're interested in at that age, the moment that it stops being interesting to you, that it stops fascinating you and whatnot, that's when you should drop it. That's when you should try to find something else that's important and gives you meaning in your life. But of course, that's not what happened there, because his father told him that it was a nonsensical thing to go after, that there wasn't any money involved in it, and that it would be better to grow up and be more responsible, yada, yada, yada. So, you know, as long as the kid's idea is something that is something that does exist and can be a real thing and whatnot, then it's not harming anybody else, then the kid should be allowed to have the idea. And it's okay if it turns out that the interest that the child has at that age dwindles. That's fine. That's natural. But the point is that it's not for the father or the mother or anybody else to determine the kid's choices in life. They're there to steward the child and to help them grow in their potential and to make it so that way they can get better at things and do what needs to be done properly, rather than imposing their worldview onto the child and what they think is right and wrong when it comes to certain vocational things that the child wants to do. We've touched on a lot of different things here, one of which has to do with lying to other people and the issues that are of that. We've touched on the notion of what's happening when you lie to yourself and all the problems that are going on with this. We will deep dive this stuff more in other episodes. This is just me kind of giving a summation of some of the topics that need to be going on when it has to do with honesty and the importance of it, for, and how by diverging from such things, it makes it so that way it causes problems for the world around us and why it causes problems for the world around us. I think a metaphor is kind of apt here to kind of illustrate this point a bit more, which is, imagine you are on a ship, and the ship is on a river, and this river represents the twists and turns of life as it goes in different directions and whatnot, following the natural course of the river. And if you don't have a rudder, which is your way of knowing what you stand for, because you've been honest with yourself and figured this out, and having, you know, things that are important to you that give you meaning and purpose in life, that anchor you to the real world and giving you a direction to take and whatnot, then what happens is that whatever way the river bends and twists and turns, aka whatever way, whatever life throws at you, you're going to go and crash into various different things, and they're not going to have any particular rhyme or reason for things, and everything is going to be completely nonsensical to you when you're looking at it, because you're just allowing life to flow and take things with you and whatnot, rather than knowing what you stand for, knowing how to navigate things based upon what you want and what you don't want out of life, because you've been honest with yourself to determine that that's the case that you want. On the flip side, when you have this rudder that allows you to change the direction that you want to go and to make it so that way you know what you stand for, then it doesn't really matter what life throws at you. It doesn't really matter what happens. You will always make it so that way you go in the direction that you're supposed to go, to the very best possible outcome that is for you, because you always end up choosing what the right thing is based upon your honesty with the world around you and with yourself. And that's the other thing too about honesty that we have to have. We have to make it so that way you are honest with the world around you as well, not just with yourself and not just with others, but the actual physical world, and knowing whether you're staying with the facts of your life. The more you're able to stick with the facts of your life, the more you're able to make truly informed decisions about what the best course of action is to take based upon what your core principles, what your core understanding of things are, and what is giving you purpose and meaning in life, and how to navigate life to the best possible outcome for you and for the world. Because that's how the world is created. The world is created by choices that people make, and our society is created by 8 billion plus people making the various different choices that they need to make in order to have that happen. And the more honest people are in their dealings, the more that they are able to go on the very best course for their life, the less self-inflicted suffering the world will have, and therefore everything will be better for everybody by people being selfish and actually going after what their highest goals are, while simultaneously making it so that way they do something that is beneficial to the group as a whole. Now, you might be thinking, well, what does that have to do with honesty? Well, it has to do with the fact that we have to be honest enough to realize that we are not an island, that no individual stands completely alone and on their own, and that we are reliant upon other people, and that we have to work with other people in order to make that happen, and that it is our duty, our responsibility, as well as the highest notion that we can do to make it so that way we take the self-interested part of ourself and combine it with the selfless part of ourself and figure out how to make it so that way we can benefit ourselves and the group as a whole, in this case humanity and this planet, and making it so that way what is good for the individual and is good for the group is good for everybody. This is what we are tasked with doing at this time in history in order to help alleviate the problems that there are going on, is that we need to figure out what our best course of action is that is good for us, as well as what helps other people by us doing so, and helps move society in the correct direction rather than adding more chaos, destruction, and decay to it. This is what we need to do. This is just the way things are, and it's really no different than what we were supposed to do at any other point in time in history. The difference is that now we have more technology, more influence, more reach than we've ever had. And so we have more power behind our things with it, and the amount of consequences that we can have, both good and positive, are there, and we need to make it so that way we are able to meet the challenge that faced us at this time period to the best of our capability by doing the very best that we can in each and every instance for what's going on. Because that's something else that a lot of us are being dishonest about, is that we don't give our best all the time. We don't know what the consequences of that doing so are, of not doing so are. People might think, oh, my job doesn't matter. I'm just doing something stupid, like I'm bagging groceries or whatever the deal is. Perhaps it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things, say, compared to somebody who, you know, is doing stuff that is helping fix diseases in various different fields of science and whatnot, say, like cancer and the research that are going there, but you don't know how that'll impact with that. What if someone who is somebody that is a researcher into curing cancer comes into your particular grocery store? You don't bag things properly. You make it so that way they go out of their way. They drop something because of the bag not being done and it broke. Then they have to come back to the store. In the middle of them trying to come back to the store in order to get what they need, it makes it so that way they get in a car accident and die, and now the person who could go and solve certain aspects of curing cancer is no longer alive because of you being sloppy with your work. Now, this is an extreme example, obviously, and it's not going to happen in all cases for what's going on, but it's to get the point across. We don't know the consequences of our actions. This is why we have various different stories that have to do with the butterfly effect, as it's called, and making it so that way we don't understand what our inactions or our actions bring to the table. And so it is our job to do the very best that we can in any particular instance that we have with it. Now, certain days we're going to be better than others and whatnot. I mean, you know, if you're 18 to, you know, years old, and you're going and trying to run, you know, a mile as fast as you can, then in most instances, compared to a 70-year-old, you're going to be able to be doing better and whatnot at that, just because of the age difference between the two of you and how most people are nowhere near as fit as they are at 18 as they are at 70 years old. But that doesn't mean that the 70-year-old shouldn't try to do their best that they can at that particular point in time. For that particular instance, that's how we should all be taking these things. We should be taking it so that we do things more seriously and that we are honest with it. Whenever we do things that are half-assed, let's say, that are not okay to do with it, we don't know what the consequences of our actions are in any way, shape, or form. We have no clue to the level of the difference that we have in this impact of the world, especially now with how interconnected the world is. It wasn't even to the 1960s that we learned that we as a species have this huge impact on the planet and the consequences of our actions the way that they are. And people constantly want to look for somebody else to fix the world's problems. This politician doing that such thing, this corporation doing this such thing, blah, 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 blah. It's not the job of somebody else to come and save you. It is also not the job of you to expect to be saved by somebody else. It is your job to save yourself and to contribute to the saving of other people as a whole. We don't have a planet B at this time period. We have only planet A, and we need to make it so that way we all come together to fix the problems that are facing us rather than fighting against one another and thinking that that's the case for it. We need to do our best at whatever it is that we do. So if you, you know, have a problem with certain things that are happening environmentally and whatnot, congratulations. You already have something that you're passionate about that makes it so that way you can go and do it. You go and fix those problems yourself and come up with that. Don't wait for the government to do it. Don't wait for corporations to do it. Don't wait for religious leaders to tell you to do it. Go and do it yourself right now to the best of your capability and start working on it. You know, that's what needs to happen here. It's just as simple as that. People don't need to wait for someone to tell them from central command that we need to take care of stuff with it. And if you need to hear that for whatever reason, then let my voice here tell you now, go and do it. This is the command from telling you to start doing stuff with it. All right? So I'm going to end this episode here. It's been long enough. I think that we'll have to go into the rest of it in another episode. I want to remind everybody that you can go to my website to sign up for the free PDF that's on there. Also, for those of you who are looking to work more closely with me that and are getting a lot from this podcast, that you can go and sign up to have an interview for free to determine whether or not you and I will be good potential partners for working together to deep dive your particular goal and project and help you get it up off the ground and become a client of mine. Thank you for everybody's time today, and I'll see you all in the next episode.